Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Geo Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. An arrest in that deadly shooting along San Francisco's Embarcadero.
At this point, it appears to be a random shooting incident.
The victim is now identified as 32-year-old Catherine Steinle. She was shot in the chest just before 8 o'clock last night while taking a walk with her father and a friend near Pier 14. KGO 810's Mike Simpson now with what we know about the suspect.
Investigators have taken a man named Francisco Sanchez into custody. He's a parolee from Texas and about 45 years old.
With respect to the victim and the suspect, there does not appear to be any connection between the victim and the suspect. At this point, it appears to be a random shooting incident.
That's Sergeant Michael Andrejczyk, who says the 32-year-old who was shot may not have even known what had happened before she fell.
Steinle died 2 hours later at SF General. The young woman is from Pleasanton, but lived in San Francisco, not far from the scene of the shooting. Governor Jerry Brown has signed legislation that strips the word lynching from California law. State Senator Holly Mitchell, who is black, took up the issue after a black activist was charged with felony lynching in Sacramento earlier this year. Under its previous definition, lynching applied to any effort to take someone from police custody. A big illegal fireworks bust in the East Bay just 2 days before the 4th of July. More on that story from KGO 810's Nikki Medoro.
Oakland police have arrested two people and seized more than $50,000 in illegal fireworks. They were arrested during a raid at a home on 82nd Street in East Oakland. The raid came following a long-term investigation prompted by the 4th of July holiday. Police say they were especially concerned because children live in the area and the fireworks stored in a hot basement could explode.
Short-term rentals like those orchestrated by Airbnb, an issue that won't go away. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes tells us, San Francisco is mobilizing for a crackdown.
The Office of Short-Term Rental Administration and Enforcement will have 6 employees, which will help hosts register their short-term rentals and also investigate violations. But Dale Carlson with Share Better San Francisco says the city's new law is tough to enforce.
Unless we have regular reports on the number of nights a unit is being rented and the ability to go after hosting platforms like Airbnb for listing illegal units.
His organization is introducing an initiative to toughen the law.
A unit can be offered as a tourist rental only if it's registered.
Across the globe, a senior ISIS operative is dead tonight following a coalition airstrike in Syria. The Pentagon says that operative was responsible for moving fighters and weapons from Libya to Syria. Back here in the U.S., a terror alert and concerns about an ISIS attack heading into the 4th of July, driving a huge uptick in security. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says Americans can't let their guard down.
As we go into the 4th of July, people need to be aware of their surroundings. They need to bring things to the attention of authorities if they see something that does not make sense.
A string of shark attacks along the North and South Carolina coast setting an unfortunate record. 10 attacks since May and 7 in the past 3 weeks. Correspondent Jennifer Gray is along the Carolina coast.
They're not closing the beaches. They have no intention to. In fact, the Park Service says it's really out of their hands. The beaches are expected to get a little bit more crowded as we go into the weekend. They're telling people to swim at their own risk.
Back here in Northern California, warning signs up along beaches in the Santa Cruz area following a series of great white shark sightings. Giancarlo Tomei says the great white swam under his kayak in the waters off Seacliff Beach in Aptos. He tells the Chronicle's Tom Steenstra he saw 4 great whites and got pictures at close range along the shore. But what happened next is shocking. Tomei boarded special helicopters, and from the air, he and the pilot counted 14. Yes, 14 great white sharks just offshore near the old cement ship. Most of the sharks are 8 to 12-foot juveniles. But here's where this story gets even more interesting. Those sharks have been displaced to the waters off Northern California by an El Nino gaining strength. Can you say a rainy winter? It is the same phenomenon driving sea lions north. Great whites arrived in large numbers on Tuesday of last week. On that day, 15 were spotted. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma caused by exposure to asbestos, you may be entitled to a cash award for compensation and to help with the expenses of treatment and care. Even if a loved one had mesothelioma and has passed, please call 800-514-9158. Because you may be entitled to compensation. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. You may have been exposed to asbestos in shipyards or mills, in the Navy, or by working in carpentry, roofing, insulation, or in the construction or automotive industries. Time is limited. If your life has been devastated by mesothelioma or lung cancer caused by exposure to asbestos, call 800-514-9158 now. Call 800-514-9158. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-514-9158. That's 800-514-9158. Again, 800-514-9158.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by the Alameda County Fair. No accidents to report at the moment, but of course, a lot of holiday traffic going on. Commuting out on 580 eastbound is getting better, but you're still stop and go from about 680 in Dublin to the 205 split. 24 eastbound also improving. Now you've only got minor slowdowns from about Acalanes to 680. 680 northbound, stop and go from just before Stone Valley Road and Alamo up to Treat Boulevard in Walnut Creek. Eastbound 80, still heavy in large stretches from the Maze in Oakland up to just after Pinole Valley Road in Pinole. And in the city, northbound 101, let's face it, it's a parking lot from 280 to the Skyway. Eastbound 80 is also a grind fest from 101 to Fremont. Your stop and go a bit onto the lower deck and then minor slowdowns from Treasure Island to the tolls. It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July rock and fireworks, the world's greatest fair food, and free Big O Tires concerts, including Foghat, Kansas, Morris Day, and more. Visit AlamedaCountyFair.com and their Facebook page for more info. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants lose again to the Marlins in Miami today, final 5-4. First pitch just minutes away over at the O.co, where the A's are hosting the Seattle Mariners. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, that heat wave has broken, but it's still a bit warm, maybe even humid in some places, thanks to those storms that moved through on Wednesday. Highs topping out today in the low 60s to mid-90s. Expect a few degrees cooler on Friday and on the 4th of July. Highs will be in the 60s, 70s, and 80s with a few high clouds. Same on Sunday. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and, as I said, warm temperatures. It's 84 degrees in Livermore, 69 in Oakland, 65 in Santa Cruz, 75 in San Jose, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, let's bring in the holiday weekend.
I was always like the nervous kid. I didn't really enjoy the 4th of July.
Because I love my country, I'm going to shoot explosive rockets.
Cause explosion, blow things up, gearing up for fireworks.
Got M80s, bottle rockets.
You lose an eye in a bottle rocket war, you are a patriot.
This country made me who I am.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos.
That's fireworks' greatest hits right there.
U.S. and A.
We want America to stay on the cutting edge.
How many Americans can name all 50 states?
35% can't name any branches of government.
We're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We're not
going to
watch zombie movies on the 4th of July.
I'm American.
I don't know about that. And yes, we are. And hopefully there will be no physical therapy courses to begin the next week with only three fingers left. And hopefully there will be no newly acquired STDs when Monday
rolls
around.
Don't hold me to that.
Yes. Let's say good evening to our guest and get right to him. It's Eric Kleinenberg. Good evening, Eric. How are you?
Hey, I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We're ready for the holiday weekend, and I'm sure you're doing fantastic because you are the author of Modern Romance along with Aziz Ansari, and you guys are number two on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yes, it's something to be excited about, but it also gives you a little edge, right? Because there's someplace to go from there.
To number one, yes. I don't know what's in front of you, but with a book like this, I mean, the timing couldn't be better. So perhaps next week you'll be there.
Well, it's always the time for romance, right? I mean, the great thing about this is I don't just have any co-author Aziz is really about the funniest person on the planet. So this was quite a book to write for a social scientist like me.
It really is. And he's a lot of fun. Lothario on Parks and Recreation. And he has, what, 5.6 million Twitter followers? So, yeah, he's a fun guy. So that had to be fun writing the book.
It's several million Twitter followers more than I have, that's for sure. And, yeah, I mean, it turned out to be a great marriage, you know. He had been doing a lot of stand-up comedy on Romance Today, and, you know, he's specifically interested in this question of how living with these phones that we carry with us everywhere we go these days affects the way we interact with each other. And had been doing a bunch of great material on it, and he signed a book contract and bizarrely enough insisted to the publisher that he wanted to write the book with a sociologist. I had written some stuff with them, with Penguin, my publisher, and they hooked us up, and we spent about a year and a half going all over the world trying to understand how these new technologies have affected the way we connect.
Loving the digital age, and I love this story. So if you look at Tinder, 2 billion, with a B, 2 billion swipes per day, 12 million matches. Those are incredible numbers. Were you surprised?
You know, I have to admit I was floored by some of the data that we discovered. I mean, I knew online dating had become a huge force in the world of modern romance, but I didn't understand the extent of it. Today, you know, the latest research shows that about 1 in 3 marriages, well, 1 in 3 marriages in the last several years started as an internet date. And that makes the internet the main place where Americans meet their spouse today. And that's just a complete sea change from, you know, not long ago. The internet didn't exist. And that's in the heterosexual world. Among same-sex couples, 70% of all current couples met online. So the world has shifted online in ways that are hard to comprehend. And, you know, all that stuff came from before Tinder, where now you've got 14, 15, 16-year-olds swiping right and left on their phones, too. It's a wild world.
Right, as I'm sure you've seen, Grindr was the precursor to Tinder, you know. So the gays of the world, they figured it out first. I mean, as far as the Tinder format concern.
No, that's right. And we write all about the history of Grindr. And, you know, it's interesting. Both Grindr and Tinder get a pretty bad rap out in the world as being these kind of hookup apps where people use for the most shallow kinds of connections. But, you know, even in the short time that we were doing research, like this year and a half period, when it started, Tinder was rolling out and people joked about it. They were embarrassed to say that they were on it. You know, it was stigmatized. But now, Tinder's just an everyday application for straight people all over the place, as is Grindr, and people are using it for all kinds of, like, mundane connections. It's not just a hookup app anymore.
Wait, what? Are people getting jobs?
Well, no, they're just meeting each other.
Interesting. Yes. Like, so one of the things we discovered is that for so many people today, these kind of traditional online dating sites like Match.com, right, or even OkCupid have become like second jobs. You spend so much time like sorting through profiles and chatting.
Thank
back
you.
And forth,
yes.
Being stressed out all through the night about like how to send a message and who to send it to and what to say. It's so hard, and people are burned out and exhausted. And everyone, when they talk about the swipe apps like Tinder, Grindr, they talk about it as a social thing, as a fun thing, as kind of a joke. The truth is that people enjoy doing it. And so people are connecting with each other. Sure, they're trying to hook up, but they're meeting people in all kinds of new and interesting ways. So, you know, we wound up feeling much more bullish about them as, you know, ways to spice up social life than we thought we would be.
You know,
well, that's interesting, because what I was thinking was, when you polled people, did you find them saying, gosh, yeah, I use all these apps and things to meet people, which, i.e., you know, like, it should make things easier in the 21st century, but it seems just as hard to meet somebody nice as ever, if not more so. Or, I mean, did people say that or not? That's just me talking, I guess.
Well, you have just hit on one of the big themes of the book we wrote, which is that you would think with all these technologies out there that this would be the golden age. You know, we would just be in heaven, right? It's so easy to meet people. We have all these options. But the truth is that, yes, we have an unprecedented number of ways to meet people, and we can be connected to folks we'd never otherwise have a chance to meet. But, you know, when the science tells us that when we have a world of choices, it actually makes us struggle because, first of all, we have a really difficult time making a decision in the first place, right? If you have to choose between one of three jams, it's pretty easy to choose one. If you have to choose between one of 24 jams, research tells us it's almost impossible. But then the other, here's the real problem. Once you choose a jam, you can't stop thinking about all the other jams that are out there that you didn't choose, and so you're more unhappy with the choice you've made than you would be if there were just three jams around. So people these days in the world of romance, you know, they go on a date and they're for like an hour and they're trying to figure out, like, is this a good person to be with? I don't know. Let me run to the bathroom for a second and see who's on Tinder nearby. And that's just a formula for disaster.
Right. Well, it becomes this constant pursuit for perfection, you know, in another human being. And when you're with somebody, the first sign that something is not going your way, the way you see it in your mind, it's next, next.
Well, yeah,
and you can become addicted to that.
It is addicting. I look at a guy and I'm like, oh God, he likes Train. Next. You know, like I'm that picky.
Exactly, it could be shallow.
So,
yeah.
We're so picky about the most ridiculous things, and we give ourselves away, right? Like, think about that moment when you're with a new person, and they bust out their phone, and you can see them kind of playing with it under the table, and you think, like, oh, God, what did I just say? Like, literally, you could say one stupid thing, and it's over for you now. We've just become ridiculously picky. And, you know, one of the things we discovered is that people are selecting for all the wrong things. They don't know what they really want. And, you know, I think too often we fail to give the person we're with face-to-face a real chance.
I said I've got to take a break, but I want to get back into what you're talking about. And I think one of the places we want to go is putting the cart before the horse, and that's the sex before the romance. And, boy, oh, boy, that's a discussion that I want to have with you and see what
you discover. Also, coming up in the next segment, can you fix me?
Well,
from being so picky.
She's definitely onto something there. But you know, you're not alone, Heather, because I think everybody that uses these apps does the same thing. So it's good that we're talking about it.
Lonely,
with
but not alone.
Yes. And the name of the book is Modern Romance, number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list, with still another place to go, number 1. We'll be right back with our conversation as we discuss the modern age of romance on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First, Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic's brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. For those of you heading out of Milpitas on 680 northbound, you have a wait ahead of you. It's stop and go from Scott Creek Road right up to 84. San Rafael 580 eastbound is crawling from just after Bellum Boulevard to just after Main Street, but then only minor slowdowns across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge to the Toll Plaza. Eastbound 80, still heavy in large stretches from the Maze in Oakland up to Pinole Valley Road in Pinole, and a stalled pickup at San Pablo Dam Road in the slow lane isn't helping things, and to compound that, the guy is out of the truck working on it in traffic. Toyota's 4th of July sales event is going off with the biggest deals of the summer. Don't miss your chance to get 0% financing on 13 of the most popular Toyotas like Prius, Camry, Corolla, and Tundra. See your Toyota dealer before these deals go up in smoke. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hi, this is Dave Seymour and Peter Solaris from A&E's hit real estate TV show, Flipping Boston. We want to help you make a quick $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 a month flipping houses in your area using little or none of your own money.
Dave and I have just put the finishing touches on our best DVD yet, and we want to give a free copy to anyone who calls. We'll show you brand new techniques you can easily use to locate, evaluate, and turn houses for a quick profit.
In this new free DVD, we break down our simple techniques to start making great money in your spare time. It's all laid out for you. There's no catch. It's free for anyone who calls.
Just watch this DVD and you'll be on your way to quick and easy profits flipping houses in your area.
Call 800-738-3101 to get your free DVD. Call in the next 30 minutes and Dave and Pete will also give you free tickets to a live real estate training seminar coming to the San Jose area. Call 800-738-3101. That's 800-738-3101.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shenicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
We pay the sales tax July 4th weekend at Orchard Supply Hardware. Celebrate with savings store-wide. Fire up your cookout with the Smoke Hollow Tri-Mate Combo Grill and Smoker at $150 off. Cool off and save 20% on all patio umbrellas. Plus, all Benjamin Moore 1 gallon size paints and stains are a special buy at $7 off. Turn up the savings, we pay the sales tax. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Orchard Supply Hardware.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Modern love, everybody. That's what we're talking about. Modern Romance is the name of the book, and it's on the New York Times bestseller book, or the list. Actually, and Eric, we were just looking at the New York Times bestseller list, so there's an airplane doc in front of you, documentary, so I think you'll... by the beginning of the week, you'll be number one.
Last, right?
Yes, I think you can last. you can jump that hurdle. So we're talking about love in the digital age. And one of the things I teased going into the set was putting the cart before the horse. And really, I mean, let's be honest. I'm sure that you, along with Aziz, found this out, that it a lot of these apps are about the hookup in hopes that it will end in romance.
I think that's right. But at the same time, you know, what we discovered is that people use these apps in more interesting ways than we expect. I mean, what it gets down to is this whole debate about technology, right? Like, is the technology driving us apart and making us feel actually lonelier and more disconnected in the end? Or is it solving all of our problems? And I guess we both came away with the sense that these days you can find people who argue on both extremes, but the truth is so much more complicated, right? Like, in some ways, these apps are making it very difficult for us to find the right person and to settle for something that doesn't feel perfect. And you can spend all your time, you know, online instead of dating and screwing up the online dating part by thinking it's about the first and not the second of those words, right? But in other ways, these apps are amazing, and they do really give people a chance to find folks who they otherwise would never be able to meet. If you're in a small kind of, you know, smaller market for dating, like it's a same-sex market, it's a boon, which is why everybody in the GLBT community is meeting people online these days. So, you know, there's really two different sides of it, and we got to respect them both.
Absolutely. And, you know, I admire you so much for saying one thing that you said, and that a lot of romance is coming out of these apps, because a lot of people want to put them down and say, you know, they're sterile. It's not going to work. You need to go back to the old school way of doing things. You need to pick up the phone. You need to go out on a date. You need to do this. You need to do that. But that's not the reality. I mean, we have to roll with the times. And I think people are, I don't know if they're realizing it or not, but I think you've got it. And that was a lesson to you, right? Yes, that was something that you didn't realize that you would run into. I mean, what was that like for you?
I got to tell you that we talked to so many people who said, like, they had these weird experiences where they would sign up for, say, OkCupid, and they'd be on it for a month or two, and they'd say, like, oh, this is the worst, I'm getting off this, and then they'd sign up, they'd eliminate their account, they'd say, I'm never going to do it again, and then, like, 6 weeks later, they would, you know, go back and sign on again, because that's where the action is. You can't avoid it. If you're dating these days and you're interested in meeting someone, you just have this huge opportunity to connect that way. And it's funny, you know, there used to be a very big stigma around online dating. And in fact, like we tell the story in the book, my father and my stepmother, who live out in Silicon Valley and, you know, could be listening to this program this very moment, probably are, you know, they met through newspaper classifieds, and they didn't want to tell anybody for all these years. In fact, like my stepmother now, she didn't tell anybody in her family that she had met my father through a newspaper classified ad, like until the day of their marriage. And it literally wasn't until the after the wedding, at the dinner where she gave her toast, that she informed her entire family that they'd met through a newspaper classified.
Because there was a stigma about that.
So great.
Right, and that's a great thing. But you know what? The precursor to all of this was Craigslist. And Craigslist really was also about hooking up. And then eventually, if you like that person and it continued, that would turn into romance. So I don't think there's a problem with acknowledging that's what's going on.
I love that you're like the first generation of this type of hooking up or meeting. You're a product
Very
of it
funny,
from your
right?
parents.
Right, right.
So what were some of the, I mean, you interviewed and polled so many people all over the world, really. What were some of the most, I don't know, other amazing things or stuff that just blew your doors off about people meeting or not meeting, as the case may be?
Okay, so one thing you've got to know is that this is a book that's got a lot to say about the United States, but it really takes you on this kind of international tour of how romance works today. And one of the most fascinating things for Aziz and me was this trip we took to Tokyo, because Japan is going through this insane crisis where levels of reproduction are historically low. People are really worried about, you know, the future of Japanese society, because people are not getting married, they're not having kids. All the best data show that they're not having sex. It's just like this very weird situation. And you would think that Japan, with its love of new technology and social media, would be all over this situation, right? But in fact, that, like, the technology wasn't helping much. So Aziz and I went there, and we did all these interviews and focus groups with Japanese people, and we found the most wild stuff. Like, one thing that blew our minds was, okay, so photographs, as everyone can acknowledge, drive a lot of the action in online dating. And in Japan, there's this real kind of stigma around being narcissistic and showing off and showing off your beauty. And so people felt really shy about putting attractive photos of themselves online. And so we'd scan through profile. We'd say to people, like, so what would you use for a profile picture? And people said things like, oh, well, you know, like, maybe a rice cooker.
Objects. So yes, because it is. It's a cultural thing.
Oh, like I
thing.
Own cat, these things?
My cat.
Right. Oh, wow.
It doesn't help for hooking up, right? It does not help.
It would not help you here.
Making a love connection.
I've got to wrap things up, but Eric Kleinenberg, I thank you very much again with Aziz and Zari.
And they'll both be here in San Francisco. So if you want to hear more of what you heard tonight, it's July 18th at the Palace of Fine Arts. I did check while we were in commercials, Eric. It looks like you can still buy a ticket. What I love about the ticket price is that a book's included, and you can pick it up at the booksmith.
That's right.
Modern Romance.
We're both so excited. You know, it's coming home for me, because I spent a lot of years in the Bay Area as a graduate student at Berkeley, and it's a city that Aziz really loves and knows. He's got some great fans there. We're very excited to come and hope to see you there.
Thank you very much. Have a great, safe, wonderful holiday weekend.
Thanks. You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. All right, we're going to talk Dukes of Hazzard next. Why? We'll tell you in a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA10.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
It's our huge annual Independence Day celebration at Russell's Furniture. We've moved after 50 years on the El Camino to our exciting new location. Don't miss this great sale with discounts to 70%. It's all happening at Russell's. 2600 Lafayette Street, Santa Clara.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about TV Land pulling the Dukes of Hazzard, and we'll tell you why. I'm sure you already know, but first let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, firefighting and drones. It is early in the California fire season, but already there have been as many as three instances where hobby drones drifted into firefighting airspace. In fact, just last week, Cal Fire had to ground some of its air tankers on a wildfire in the San Bernardino Forest because of a drone. As KGO 810's Carolyn Burns reports, it is a recipe for disaster.
With the fire season now underway, officials are concerned about the rising use of small drones zipping around wildfires, creating a hazard for aircraft assigned to those blazes. CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berland.
Our incident commanders have no choice but to suspend air operations and ground our aircraft until that drone is removed from the air. And we just can't risk having a mid-air collision.
Forest Service pilot John Blum.
A mid-air collision would probably cause another aircraft to crash. It very likely could be lethal to the aircraft.
Oakland's Lake Temescal is going to be closed over the 4th of July holiday. The popular swimming hole is overrun with a toxic algae. More on that from KGO 810's Nikki Medoro.
A toxic bloom of blue-green algae. Carolyn Jones with East Bay Park says Lake Temescal is one of several lakes that have it.
This has been a problem all over the country. It's the same algae that's in Lake Erie right now, and I think last summer they had to cut off drinking water supplies to Toledo, Ohio.
Algae bloom is irritating to humans, but potentially deadly to dogs.
Some dogs, they just can't resist jumping in the water. So we're asking people to be extra careful with their dogs.
Lake Temescal was closed last summer for 2 months because of the same problem. They hope to treat the lake with an oxidizing agent next week.
A 29-year-old cold case has been solved. 52-year-old John Kelly pleaded no contest to the murder of Annette Turr. Turr was 17 and a hitchhiker when she was raped and murdered in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Prosecutor Sean Gallagher says Kelly wasn't arrested for Turr's murder until 3 years ago.
In 1995, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison, and while he was in prison is when the state obtained a DNA sample from him.
A new wrinkle to the outcry over police shootings, citizen complaints in California are actually at a 25-year low. Analysts and officials credit better police training, a lower crime rate, heightened sensitivity, and the presence of cameras to record police contact with citizens. New developments today in the investigation of that fatal balcony collapse in Berkeley. An Alameda County Court judge rejected a restraining order against the district attorney. Here's KGO 810's Brett Burkhart.
Segway Corporation wanted to prevent prosecutors from testing the balcony and other evidence without company representatives being present. But today, an Alameda County judge ruled Segway failed to show that it would suffer irreparable harm or hardships if the representatives are not present.
Well, the U.S. has recorded its first death from measles in a dozen years. According to medical examiners in Washington State, an autopsy on a woman earlier this year indicated her death was the product of measles. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739.
It's the Red, White, and Blue Savings Event at the Home Depot, where you can save hundreds of dollars with appliance special buys, like a Samsung French door refrigerator for only $998. You save $800. So, let's declare our independence from our old, seen better days appliances and upgrade for less. Let's do this. Save $800 on a Samsung French door refrigerator. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
Hey, the New York Mets make their only visit to AT&T Park for three amazing games, July 6th through the 8th. Monday the 6th is Firefighter Appreciation Night, presented by AAA. And special event ticket holders get a firefighter-themed Giants blanket. Tuesday the 7th, we're celebrating Bruce Lee's 75th birthday with a special Bruce Lee-themed Giants bobblehead. And Wednesday the 8th, it's Day of Baseball in the city with a 12:45 start. So grab your seats at sfgiants.com/special events. We are SF. We are Giant.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic, and the man for that job is Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. If you're heading across the Benicia Bridge, the jam up to get to the toll plaza is going to start just after you pass 4, so be prepared. Northbound 101 in the city is still crawling from just after 280 to the 80 split. Southbound 101 is getting better and jammed only from 80 back to Bryant Street. Eastbound on the Skyway, still creeping along from 101 to Fremont, but the westbound side is all clear. In Gilroy, southbound 101 at 10th, it looks like several vehicles still blocking two lanes of traffic at the 10th Street exit. You stop and go back to just before Church Avenue and past 10th, it's going to be slow down to 25. It's classic graffiti at Black Oak Casino in Tuolumne, Fridays and Saturdays. Take home your share of $335,000, and you could drive off in an instant classic Camaro, Mustang, or Challenger. Every Saturday, now through August 29th, only at Black Oak Casino. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants lose again to the Marlins in Miami today. That's a three-game sweep. Ouch. And in the bottom of the second inning over in Oakland, the A's up 2-0 on the Seattle Mariners. Well, that heat wave has broken, but it's still a bit warm around the Bay Area. You might have even felt some humidity today thanks to those storms that moved through on Wednesday. Highs topping out today in the low 60s to mid-90s. Expect a few degrees cooler on Friday and on the 4th of July. Highs will be in the 60s, 70s, and 80s with a few high clouds. Same on Sunday. It is partly cloudy and a bit warm around the Bay Area right now. The hot spot is in Livermore at 78 degrees. It's 64 degrees in Santa Cruz, 73 in San Jose, 66 in Oakland, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Just a good old boy. Yeah, good old boys.
You know what this is? This is just the instrumental now. I know.
Always look on the bright side. No,
John Schneider, and I knew John Schneider because he lived in San Antonio. I worked there for so many years. The Dukes of Hazzard. Now, the reason I'm playing that is because all of a sudden the show has become a big deal. And yeah, and for all the wrong reasons.
Right?
Yes, because
I mean,
the car...
it was so forgettable.
Right, the car has a Confederate flag on the top of it.
Was it called the General Lee?
I think so. I think you're right about that. Yes, on the General Lee. Very good, Heather.
I can't believe I know that because I never watched that show.
Bo and Luke Dukes, Orange Dodge Charger. All right. At least I remember the car. but I'm a car guy. But anyway, TV Land has pulled the reruns of Dukes of Hazzard from its schedule. And, of course, the show made frequent use of the Confederate flag, particularly on the car, on the General Lee. It was right there on the top. Matter of fact, if you Google it and you look at IMDb, you will see the whole cast sitting on top of the roof of the car, mm-hmm. of the General Lee, and they're sitting there on a Confederate flag. So I don't know if the network, they really didn't want to elaborate about this story, but it is a story. So it's unclear if this is a permanent move. But wouldn't it be hypocritical, really, if it is one? And there's a lot of hypocrisy around this story. The uproar over the Confederate flag obviously has not subsided. And regardless of what you think, do you think this seems a little excessive? 808-0810.
You think?
Do you think?
Even I'm saying that.
Yeah, exactly. You know how we feel about this. We've been through this, that it had to come down from the state capitals and from federal or, well, it wasn't on any federal land. I don't think so. But, all the state capitals and the state grounds. And we agreed with Governor Haley in South Carolina and all the other Mississippi, and even Jeb Bush took it down in Florida, mm-hmm. and it needs to come down, and we agree on that. But I'm not sure I agree on this. So TV Land has pulled all the reruns of the Dukes of Hazzard from its schedule, and as I said, they don't want to talk about it, but it is, because the flag itself is a hot-button issue, when is it overboard? I mean, is this an appropriate response?
I mean, I'll go out on a limb here, but the TV show was art. Are you going to pull
every? Well, that is going
out
on a limb.
Well, yeah. It is, though, in the big abstract term.
Well, pulling it, yes.
Hmm?
The show or pulling it off the air?
The show is art.
Yeah, well, yes.
Just like a movie is art,
yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. So are you going to pull, like, all the old episodes of Roots because there might have been a Confederate flag in it? People are losing sight of what real issues are and doing that knee-jerk PC thing or something like that. And I don't remember the show if the cast and crew were all a bunch of racists and they did horrible things.
No, they were not at all. It was about bootlegging and running from the cops.
I mean, so come on, you're missing the point entirely.
Exactly, and I so agree. And talk about PC, you could never put Archie Bunker and All in the Family on the air. It would never make the networks anymore.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, because everyone would have a fit because we are so PC.
Right, and they have no sense of humor and or irony in the fact that Archie Bunker was a caricature who was meant to, like, hold up a mirror to people and
That's right.
Are you?
You don't want to be this.
Bigoted as Archie. Exactly.
Right. Here's a great example of what you don't want to be. But, I have to tell you, Dukes of Hazzard was just a fun show to watch. It was funny. It was stupid.
I would think so.
It was just so 70s or early 80s, whatever it was.
And you got a good look at Catherine Bach's Gams there, right?
Exactly.
Right? Was that show?
And the 1969 Dodge Charger.
The original Daisy Dukes wearing chick.
That's true. Yes,
right?
That's where the Daisy Dukes did come from.
And that's why we wear them today.
Okay, 808-0810. So, do you think TV Land has gone too far? I mean, it's one thing to work on removing the flag from anything that's public, any public building. It's another try to erase every single image of the flag from the past, even the recent past, I think, with respect and love to everybody that finds the flag offensive, this seems a little bit like an overreaction. Don't you think so, 808-0810? Or do you think, anything with that flag on, even though it might be 30, 40 years old, has to be yanked? By the way, there has been some big criticism here from, of all people, the Television Council. Let me see exactly what they call themselves. The network and its parent company, TV Land Producers. Oh, yeah, the Parents Television Council weighed in on this.
Uh-oh.
And here's what they had to say. Let me find it here quick. Let's take a call.
Sure, it's Nick in Oakland.
I want to make sure that I have this right. Nick, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hey there. I just want to say I agree with you guys on it going a little bit too far. I was thinking about it. Are they going to stop airing reruns of Smokey and the Bandit?
Or,
that's true.
Or tell the UNLV mascot, the Rebel. Are they going to pull the Rebel? It's a Confederacy mascot that they have over at UNLV. Are they going to, try to get that mascot pulled as far as being the representative of the university? Or what's next?
God, God, you're right. They probably will.
Well, there is next, and there we'll tell you about what's next as soon as it pops up, because you know next is always right around the corner. Thank you very much for calling, and thank you for listening. So it is, and I wanted to make sure I had this right. It is the Parents Television Council. They weighed in, and they're always very conservative about their opinions. This is what they said: when media companies are criticized for marketing programs that glamorize drugs or alcohol use, or for sexualizing minors in television programs or movies, or for selling violent entertainment to children, despite overwhelming evidence of harm, or for trivializing rape, child sex abuse, and pedophilia, all in the name of entertainment, they are quick to wrap themselves in the banner of free speech. So why are they doing this and not watching their other? If this is the P, why are you not watching that Q? Yes, what's up with that? 808-0810 is the number. Let's take another call.
Al in American Canyon.
Al, good evening.
Hey, great show.
Thank you very much. So TV Land has pulled Dukes of Hazzard because there's a Confederate flag on the car from the 70s.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, in America, we don't give in to terrorists. I feel like that was a terrorist attack, and even though it was an individual. And I feel like we're changing way too much things just because this guy was an idiot. You know, so that's just my opinion, though. I realize that it reaches other people in a different way.
Well, and those people who are offended, thank you very much for the call. Those people who are offended by the Confederate flag and agree with what Heather and I are saying, and probably the majority of the people who are listening to my show are saying, yes, on state and government grounds, it needs to come down because the KKK did hijack it and it did represent racism. However, you know, when they were using it, it was seen as, and this is the problem down in the South with people who see this as, you know, something of part of their background and Southern heritage and all of that. And so, you know, while it should not be on government property, what is the problem with it being on a 70s show that you've got to
yank it? Because it's a depiction. Yeah, I just realized that some people freaked out when Obama used the N-word, and it was a depiction. He was saying when people use this word. Well, if I want to show what some Southerners were like in the 70s, I'm depicting them being the type of people that have a Confederate flag on their car. It's not real life, such as flying that Confederate flag outside of a government building is real life.
Well, and they see it as was, you know, their Southern heritage. And that's still what's going on in the minds of people who want to put it in their front yard or put it on their four-wheel, you know, their big-ass trucks. I mean, that's not going to stop. So I think we're all on the same page. All right, let's take a break and we'll be back. Thank you very much for the input as we move on. Are you an overthinker? Are you tired of overthinking? Overthinking? We'll chat about that coming up. First, Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. We'll start in Fairfield. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. 80 eastbound at Travis Boulevard. An accident there is on the right shoulder. Really, though, just adding to already heavy traffic that stop and go from just before 12 almost to Cherry Glen Road. In Berkeley, 80 eastbound at Buchanan, you got a broken down car in the left lane, keeping you stop and go back to the toll plaza at the Bay Bridge. And in Livermore, 580 eastbound at First, an accident there is in the center divider. Traffic already heavy there as well, and stop and go from North Livermore Avenue to the 205 split. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you
you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Call 877-249-6988. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Call 877-249-6988. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma caused by exposure to asbestos, you may be entitled to a cash award for compensation and to help with the expenses of treatment and care. Even if a loved one had mesothelioma and has passed, please call 800-514-9158 because you may be entitled to compensation. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. You may have been exposed to asbestos in shipyards or mills, in the Navy, or by working in carpentry, roofing, insulation, or in the construction or automotive industries. Time is limited. If your life has been devastated by mesothelioma or lung cancer caused by exposure to asbestos, call 800-514-9158 now. Call 800-514-9158. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-514-9158. That's 800-514-9158. Again, 800-514-9158.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, let's go to Kate in Fremont. Kate, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, Drex. I wanted to say that I think that it's possible that the image of the Confederate flag, like other symbols, can change and have a different meaning from what it began as.
Right. And I think so, too. But when you look back to the 70s, I mean, and by the way, it was being used as a racist thing then, too. Let's not deny that.
Yeah, but one of the, I was trying to call in earlier, too, with Brian Copeland this morning, because we can't lump everybody into under that same, like, racist mantle that supports the Confederate flag today. And just like back in Nazi Germany, the pink triangle meant something completely different than it means today.
Correct.
And the people that do support other aspects of Southern lifestyle besides racism,
Southern pride, yes,
may be trying to support that and try and regain that image and turn it into something different.
That is actually a solid point, but I have to disagree somehow, because I think you're able to appropriate the pink triangle because all the, well, not all of them, but they're dying out. The Nazis are gone. They lost the war. We won. And, yeah, the symbol got reappropriated. Right. Whereas, let's see.
But, you know, everybody that fought the Confederate World War is gone. They've died out.
Right, but their ancestors cling to this like, oh, it's something. My granddaddy died in that war.
Yeah.
Your granddaddy was a racist. Do you know, don't you see that?
I see both sides.
I see both sides, too.
We get too caught up in lumping everybody into something.
Oh, sure.
Misguided.
And there's constant generational changes, and we see things differently. As I said,
yeah,
you would never see a brand new, I mean, you're not going to see ABC or NBC Universal Comcast pick up the All in the Family show if they so choose to, hey, we're going to put this back on the air, like they decided to put the Odd Couple back on the air. They would never have a new Archie Bunker, and if they did, the show wouldn't be a hit.
Right. But by the same token, the Dukes of Hazzard is kind of like an archaeological look at what we were like back then.
I agree.
Yes.
And you can't rewrite that. That was entertainment. That was representational of entertainment back then. It's like burning a book.
I totally agree
with
you.
That's true. That's true.
I totally agree. So you can see where these people who think and they say, I'm not a racist and, you know, I agree with you. Yes, take it down off of public land, but I still get to fly it in my front yard because for me, not for me personally, but for them as an individual, they so choose to fly it in their front yard because they see it as part of their Southern heritage and in their Southern pride. Would you agree with that?
Exactly. It has no place. It has no place in our public space or in politics. But what an individual chooses to do to express their history is their business. We can choose to disagree with them, but we can't censor them unless they yell fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I don't know how a Southerner looks into their own heart and really looks at what it was like to grow up black, say, in this country in the last, I don't know, however many decades, and think that that's okay, that that's not ramming something down those people's throats.
I agree with you in that sense. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing the devil's advocate of...
Sure. Okay, gotcha.
The government can't support it. The government can't support it by any means. But an individual, that's their own fight to have.
Well, and you may have also nailed something else, and that is why TV Land is not commenting, and whether this is a permanent move to pull the Dukes of Hazzard because of the Confederate flag on top of the car, whether this is just a temporary thing or it's gone for good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just letting everything die down.
Exactly. We'll see. I'm sure everybody's seen it. Whoever's interested has probably seen every episode 20 times anyway, so... It's run its course. All right, thank you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay.
Take
bye-bye.
Care, Kate.
By the way, we're going to get to our poll here coming up here in a little while, but would you have an app, and if you want this app, if you have an Android phone, you can get it. It's called Alibi. This records audio and video of your life 24 hours a day. It's almost like a security camera for you. Or at least an audio recorder, okay?
Wait, this is really weird.
Yes, it's called Alibi. That automatically records audio and video from your phone 24 hours a day. The founders say it's like a DVR of your life. Now, you know, my first thought when I heard about this was how creepy it sounds to me. And then my second thought was, well, you know, you could probably use this to win a lot of arguments, perhaps. As soon as you start up the app, it records the audio and video on your phone and your location. Then it runs in the background. So you might not even remember it's going 24 hours a day. And then it dumps its memory once an hour unless you click save. Like perhaps something important happened, you know, if you were in a car accident or something.
Wow.
Then you would save that last hour because you would want that information, right?
All I keep thinking is how people have cameras on their dogs and cats so that they see that, hey, I saw.
Because maybe something important happened. Your audio and video
isn't. You're like, Fluffy, you did tear up the couch today.
But here's the thing. If you're interested in Alibi, A-L-I-B-I is how you spell it, just like the word alibi. The thing is, you know, it's not stored on any server. It's only on your phone. So that's why you have to click save every hour if you want it. Or it just will repeat and it'll erase the last hour.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
That's
so
like
it's constantly,
a security camera.
It is like a security camera. So
we only look at the footage if there's something gone
wrong,
or missing.
If something went wrong or if there's something you forgot or you're in a meeting and you forgot something, you could hit save and go back and the audio would be there.
Oh, I forgot the whole meeting.
Yeah, it could be in
you
work
know what I'm
life.
Saying?
Or you could look back on the last hour of your last hookup, whatever you were doing, or
when you
hanging
have that
out at the
early
bar.
Morning meeting and you just paint eyeballs on your eyelids and record it and then listen to it later when you're awake.
Just hit save and it'll save that hour. By the way, the creators say it's legal to record any conversation that's happening in public as long as you're a part of it, even if the other person doesn't know you're recording it. It's not exactly a nice thing to do, but it is legal. But I can tell you... That's in public. I think in private, it's a different thing.
Well, what's private?
Well,
is this public? Like,
this
if the microphones are off and I started recording
well,
you, that'd be okay?
I'm not sure. This is a gray area. They're saying it is, but I'm saying it perhaps is a gray area. For instance, I can tell you what the rules of radio are. it's assumed when you call that I can put you on the air. I don't need your permission to tell you that I'm recording your voice or that I'm going to put you on the air. Obviously,
if we're I call a radio station.
Yes, if you call any radio station, it's called assumed consent, all right?
Yeah.
However, if I call somebody up and put them on the air, I have to say, by the way,
but
we're recording
you.
Yeah, I know. But this is that's what I'm sort of thinking alibi could be. But anyway, it's there if you want it, if you have an Android phone. Alibi.
All right.
Record your life.
No, thank you, please.
An hour at a time, 24 hours a day.
Well, who was that woman that we talked to? Drinking to forget.
We love that. All right, we've got a break and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464. CSLB number 77832.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-96-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-967-83.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.